For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. And now we continue with our Leap Week.
My name is Martha DeWolf, and I'm a retired police sergeant. I'm a reformed drug warrior, and I am trying to educate the world now that we really need to handle drug abuse as a health issue and not as a law enforcement issue.
That's really the problem, that you go back 90 years, it was considered a health issue, but we've changed that focus. You want to talk about what we've done with that focus?
Actually, I think that what's happened is basically a demonization of some drug users of substances that are determined illegal drugs. It has so many factors that have led to the state that we're in today, with our war on drugs being a war by some drug users, basically, against other drug users. One of the earlier factors was the politics that surrounded cannabis back in the 1930s. And so you can see we're fighting a long, long history of demonization of drug users. I first became aware of it as a school child when police narcotic officers would come in the school and tell us about how drugs were bad. I was like in second grade. And looking back, I remember that most of the damages that they ascribed to marijuana, I've learned since then, can be attributed mostly to alcohol. After my own long ordeal of pain that I've been through from my 10 years as a police officer, I took all kinds of prescription drugs because of my pain. I've been to a number of hospitalizations, been through a number of those. None of the pain prescriptions that I had would allow me to live any kind of a normal life. I took a disability retirement, and for example, even this morning, my husband just finished icing my shoulders, which we still do regularly. I discovered medical cannabis after moving to California, and that's what opened my eyes to the possibility that I had been lied to as a police officer. And since then, I've started researching the drug war on my own and found that we, as police officers, were basically propagandized just like the rest of the population. Now I'm trying to turn some of that around so that in the time I have left, maybe I can help us bring it back to a level of health and compassion instead of law enforcement and in prison.
If you'd like to hear more from the members of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, our guests this week on the Drug Truth Network, please visit drugtruth.net. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.